This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 nights ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr.
I was waiting for the applause. No applause this week.
What happened?
Our audience is mad at us.
What do you mean no applause?
I don't know. We must have made some people mad. Uh-oh. They must have figured out that, I don't know, things were not...
How am I to function without some kind of applause?
Not just any actor. He's a Baldwin brother. Speaking of which, by the way, he's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough.
Hi,
welcome. It's Saturday night. We're just hanging out, you know, doing our normal crazy funny thing.
Baldwin McCullough Live.
That's what they call it.
Our number is 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. We got a lot going on tonight, bro.
Very, very well done. Here's what, just before we headed over to this, I can't talk tonight.
Perfect. You know what would be cool? If I could do a hostile takeover while you're here.
Oh, feel free. Go right
ahead. You're a bumbling, blithering...
Oh, some people think I am anyway. I get accused of being that regularly.
I won't name names, but go ahead.
Nancy boy. we'll be getting into that in a little bit.
Yeah.
So I'm sick of this ALS challenge thing. Have you seen this going around the interwebs?
What's an interweb?
The net.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So on like Facebook and stuff,
yeah,
people are saying, hey, so-and-so challenged me to take the ALS challenge. And then they pick up a bucket of water and they pour it on themselves.
Right. And yeah. Little Miss Haley had it.
Well, I'm sure she had somebody.
She's got to do it tomorrow.
Well, within 24 hours is what you get. Yeah,
we're doing it tomorrow.
So here's the thing. The rules to the challenge go like this. And for those of you just joining us on Biz Television and hundreds of radio stations across the country, and you're wondering, who are these two babbling bozos? Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough. But I'm wondering if the irritation has gotten to you to the same level that it's gotten to me about the ALS challenge. Now, ALS is Lou Gehrig's disease, right?
Yeah.
So they want to try to find a cure for it.
Yeah.
So they challenge someone and say, you've been challenged.
Right.
Oh, I'm challenged. Okay, now I'm challenged.
So now I'm doing this to you, but go ahead.
What do I have to do? Well, I'm challenging you, so you have to give $100 to the ALS, find a cure, fund, whatever thing.
Right.
Or dump water on your head. Now, there are thousands of people dumping water on their head. Why isn't anybody giving the money?
So it's either or.
It's supposed to be.
Well, I would imagine, Kevin, that unlike your normal realm and sphere of experience.
You mean plain logic.
Right. This is. Remember the texting little debate we were having on my way over here?
Oh, yes, I remember.
And you're going,
well,
no, Stephen, that's a bad idea. I don't want to do that on tonight's show. So then I have to break down. I have to like get really articulate and slow down my texting. And I use the Siri. So like sometimes I talk on my Siri and I'm like, yeah, right. Kevo, hey, bro, hey, babe, like you're talking tonight. And, you know, it just doesn't.
It says like Jello.
Right. It just doesn't say it the way Kevin would comprehend, as only Kevin would care.
I just like to have
Simple. Would care to comprehend. So what I'm saying is maybe this form of unique viral marketing and promotion to a cause will inevitably lend to even more people giving money.
Well, along those lines,
just
I posted...
Just because dumping water on your head doesn't seem like a good idea to you...
No.
...doesn't mean...
You're missing the point. Uh-huh. If you want to cure ALS, you're supposed to give the money. If you can't, if you don't have the money to give...
But it's still promotion for ALS.
Then you're supposed to dump the water on
your... But it's still promotion for ALS.
But not giving any money to them.
How do you know?
Because you're supposed to do the water if you don't send the money. This is why this thing is totally messed up. So I put this on Facebook, and I said, if the rules of ALS Bucket Challenge are to give $100 to dump water on yourself within 24 hours...
You're just a party pooper.
Or do the thing... They're not getting much money.
I'm going to teach your children.
So someone on Twitter writes
back.
To
dump water on their head.
Now listen to this. Somebody on Twitter writes back. Well, celebs should be giving all the money. We aren't rich radio host broadcasters from the Big Apple hanging with Baldwins. We are the middle class.
Somebody said that?
Yeah. Question Everything is the name of their Twitter handle. Aramaic Barber, whatever that is. So...
How to take that guy for a ride back to Massapequa.
Proving my point. And then, so the lovely bride hears me making all kinds of fuss about this, and so she sends me this Washington Post link. And look at the headline of the Against Awareness, I nominate you to not take the ALS challenge.
So does your wife agree with you? Or
no, the writer of this article said...
I want to know what your wife's opinion is.
She didn't really have one. She was just kind of like, whatever.
I'll be calling her about that.
But she said, but this article says if somebody dumps a bucket of ice over his head in a forest and posts nothing about it on social media, does it still benefit ALS?
That's dumb.
Of course. Well, obviously not. This is a dumb question. But
not really very smart. And even I know that's dumb.
So what's the point of this whole thing? Most people that are doing the videos, and I've had like 5,000 of them this week. Let me finish. I've had like 5,000 videos in my social feed. They don't even talk about ALS in the video.
Kev.
They're like, I'm doing the challenge.
Kev. It's fun.
No, it's not.
No, it's fun.
And I think people are cheating,
too. It's just
not
fun to you.
I think people are cheating.
To you? It's just, and by the way, it's not just water. It's like ice cold water.
It's supposed to be, but my pastor took the challenge this afternoon.
Do you believe this guy?
And he had the camera way across the yard. Like, he's this big on the screen. And like, he's like,
can't see the...
So someone took the challenge, and they challenged me, and so I'm taking the... And he dumps it on himself. And several people in the comments of the thread go, I didn't see ice cubes. I call a do-over. I want to see Ice Cube.
Kev, I'm not sure if you realize it, but on national radio just now, you negatively judged your pastor. I just want you to
about know. ALS.
Yeah.
Lou Gehrig
wow.
weeps. Lou Gehrig
wow.
weeps.
Wow.
Lou Gehrig weeps.
Now, let me do my impersonation of Kevin's pastor 4 weeks from now. Pastor, good to see you. God bless you. Praise the Lord. listen,
did you ever do the do-over?
Meaning to talk to you, and I need a little prayer about this. Pastor, response. Ready? That's great, Kev. Good luck with that, buddy.
No, I didn't criticize him. They had people.
You just said your own pastor cheated in the ALS challenge.
I said some people are cheating. I didn't say he cheated. But there were people on his thread going, I don't see ice cubes. I call a do-over. And does it count if it's warm water? And you just fake it. Like you have the big bucket, you dump it, and you're like, whoa! But it wasn't cold at all.
I got to repeat that. I didn't say he cheated. I said other people are cheating.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I think some people are.
Mm-hmm.
I think this whole ALS thing is a scam.
I think it's wonderful.
I think it's a scam.
I think it's fantastic.
I think Jimmy Fallon and Justin Timberlake just wanted to see if they could make something goofy happen, and so they started it. What's it done? Do you know any more about ALS because people are dumping
water? Do you know the number of people who didn't dump water who sent the $100?
No. We don't know that.
Oh, so?
But I know everybody's dumping water on themselves.
Uh-huh.
So if everybody's dumping water on themselves, how can they be making money with it? Huh? Solve that one, Baldwin.
Wow. It's just, and you know what else I love, Ivan? When he says to me, like, he'll say something, and when you don't agree, he'll go, no, 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 you don't understand. Isn't that great? Sounds like someone else I know. My eldest brother.
Oh, oh, oh,
oh.
Ah, that hurt. Oh, that hurt. I'll be digging that one out for weeks.
Can't say that.
No, in all seriousness, I want there to be
Alex
a cure.
Alex dumped ice cold water on his head. You didn't see that? He did it.
He was too cheap to give the money?
No, and he wrote a check, too. I'm just kidding. I have no idea. I just wanted to stupefy you just now.
So has anybody taken the ALS challenge that's listening to us? And if so, did you give money and pour water on yourself? Did you do both?
888.
Because if you gave the check, why on earth would you dump ice water on yourself?
Because it's fun. It's fun.
Said
fun, Kevin.
The goofy Baldwin.
Because we'll have fun till Kevin...
No,
until
Stevie puts water on his head.
Because we'll have fun till Kevin learns what fun is.
It's not fun. Have you seen any of the videos?
It's wonderful.
Nobody looks like they're having
hilarious.
Fun.
Hilarious.
Yeah, right.
God, what did you play with when you were young?
888-340-3373. I'm just wondering,
2x4s?
What kind of money are they making?
Cardboard?
Are they making any money?
I would imagine they are.
Because the goal is to make money for the disease.
Jackie, see if you can...
She's sitting right behind
Google
you.
Google something and find out if this man can rest tonight.
Because I want the people that have Lou Gehrig's disease to get well. And I don't know that dumping a bunch of ice water on your head is going to do it.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. From the very beginning, eHarmony has helped Christians find their perfect soulmate. And I'm so proud to share with you that 565,000 marriages have started on eHarmony.com. Most of those marriages are between two dedicated Christian persons. After years away, I'm back as CEO of eHarmony.com. And I am deeply committed to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. Who you marry will have more impact on your happiness than almost any other decision you make. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Make sure you trust this sacred task to a company that accounts for 438 married members every day. Go to eHarmony.com. And get started today for free.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Baldwin McCullough Live from New York. Thank you for being here every Saturday night. If you're watching on Biz TV, that was a live shot of the Brooklyn Bridge. What a beautiful, gorgeous, perfect day in New York we had today. Seriously, it doesn't get better in the summertime than what we had today.
Breezy.
Gorgeous. Just gorgeous.
It's why we know we love to live here.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons.
I'm a fall guy.
The city itself is just the main reason.
No, but I love the fall.
Yeah.
I like the winter, too.
No, the fall is really good. And winter's here better than in the Midwest.
Every time I go to, Los Angeles.
You forget which season.
And I meet people who are like transplants from Chicago, New York. And they're like, oh, I just hate the weather. I'm sick of the weather.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, then you're not really Chi-Town or New York. Yeah.
That's right. Now, Chi-Town and New York have distinctively different winters, too.
Oh, yeah.
Chicago, you get the snow in October. And it doesn't melt till May.
Yeah.
Here in New York, New Jersey, it'll snow. Sun will come out a few days later. It melts off. Then you get some more. You get a variety. You don't get the layer upon the layer upon the layer. Not for 6 months. Now people
right,
have
back
worse
in the day
depression.
When I was like young, I remember like walking to the school bus in like a 6 foot snowdrift.
Yeah,
remember
but people
those
have
days?
Much worse depression problems in Chicago because of the weather. It's documented.
Just from the snow, or is
from
there
from the gray grime of the cold?
Yeah, it's creepy.
Death.
Okay. Okay, Kev.
It's Chicago winter. Anyway, so question for you.
Yeah.
What do you think about a mom who swears at her kids in public? Like, have you seen anything like that happen recently?
Of course.
When's the last time you saw it happen?
Last year.
That was a long ah.
Last year.
Okay. And where were you? Give me the circumstance.
Don't remember. But just, just a mom with a young kid. I won't get into stereotyping who she was or where she was from. But I guess the kid just wasn't being obedient. And she let him know that a certain disciplinary measure was...
Would be underway.
Would be... swiftly executed. And she, she didn't say like an F word or something, but just, just a couple of these and that and this. And it was just, people shouldn't do that.
Yeah. Well, how do you feel about someone getting arrested for swearing in front of their kids?
I would have to know the details.
Yeah. Okay. Dateline, Ohio, North Augusta, Ohio, a woman is in the grocery store. Local,
yep.
I think they have Kroger there.
Right.
She's in the local Kroger. And a series of F-bombs come out of her mouth in the presence of children.
That's crazy.
And another mother who's in the store says, I don't think that's appropriate. You shouldn't do that in public. Next thing you know, there's some cops there.
I love it.
And
one out of 12.
They arrested her. They took her away for causing a public nuisance.
That's the law.
Yeah,
the law was causing a public nuisance.
Yeah, and it was defined in the particular instance. One of the things was exorbitant use of public profanity, but. It's interesting because when I saw the story being talked about on the internets today, there are people that are, saying this is just an example of the police state that, we're in and we should really, be done away with this. This is the state crawling too much up in our business and so forth. I got to thinking about that and I said,
There's a lot of, particularly given what we're seeing in Ferguson, Missouri, and other issues with police that are in our country right now. There are people saying that law enforcement's overreaching and they're going too far,
which I disagree with.
Yeah, and that in and of itself would be an interesting.
Can I comment on that? Quick?
Absolutely, go ahead.
Because I think that since I've dealt with law enforcement at age 3, just kidding.
Some Abbotts started early in the Baldwin House.
Yeah. I think in my experience, it's safe to say that I've always felt a majority of police officers or state troopers have always had a God complex. A majority of guys kind of overly...
Really?
In my experience and in my opinion. And that's why when I played Bo Deedle in the movie...
And it had nothing to do with the fact that they were just arresting you at the time when you thought this.
No, that's not what I mean. It's not that they were arresting anyone. You shouldn't make someone feel like they've done something wrong or worse than what they did because it's your job.
But see, of all of the police I've ever been around, none of them have ever made me feel that way.
Well,
so
that gets back to the top of the show, Kev. Okay.
But could it be that because you were... Let's just call it a mischief maker in your younger days.
No,
that maybe
you're missing my point.
You thought you felt something
even
from
now,
them that you didn't feel.
I believe that procedurally.
You think most cops have a God complex?
I think most cops have character flaws or personality flaws that make them feel like you should respect them in a certain way from their perception that I believe is too much and over the top.
Oh, man, we finally found a topic we really disagree on. I think that the majority of cops are public servants keeping us safe and
so
putting
what?
Their life on the line every day. And I don't think...
What does any of that have to do with what I just said?
Oh, because I think it has to do with motivation. And I don't think that they carry out their job as... from a perception of, if you don't respect me, I'm going to make you pay for it. I think that we should respect
today.
On a basic level.
Today, I watched a 50-year-old man verbally assault a woman on the sidewalk.
Okay.
And as she walked by him, I said, "What did he say?" And then the guy came up to me and threatened me. And I walked 2 blocks. And I saw a police officer that was dealing with a situation. He was writing some information about an ambulance that came for an older gal that fell on the ground.
Okay.
And I said, "Excuse me, sir." And the guy stopped writing, turned to look at me. He looked at me like, why are you interrupting? He didn't turn to say, "Excuse me, but I'll deal with you in a second." He gave me a look like almost the interpretation could have been, "Who are you to interrupt me right now? Can't you see I'm busy?" And that's because he's a cop that he has that attitude.
Wow. Assumption Central tonight. Maybe you agree or disagree.
Common sense, Kev.
888-340-3373. Well, okay, when we get back, let's go into this, because maybe this cursing story has some relevance on what you just brought up as well, because I think that's very fascinating. I've never heard anyone articulate that, and I'm not saying you're wrong. It's just not been my experience. 888-340-3373. Do police have a God complex because they're police? But what do you think about that? 888-340-3373. Coming right back. Baldwin McCullough, live from New York.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death. But I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-7479. That's 1-800-463-7479. 1-800-463-7479.
Summertime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough.
Yep.
This is the greatest 2 hours in radio in all of the galaxy. 888-340-3373. Wait!
I didn't say anything.
Yeah, you were about to.
Okay.
I've been to this microphone before with you, young man. Now, I'm not going to backpedal. I just want to clarify.
Let the backpedal begin. Go ahead.
I played legendary, iconic New York City police detective Bo Deedle.
Right.
In the movie,
well, of course,
in the movie,
you know about this.
One Tough Cop.
Right.
One of the greatest lessons I learned
who was arguably the greatest detective in New York City history.
Bo Deedle invented within
modern detective,
within the detective realm, the dressing up in a costume, blah blah blah, to catch perpetrators, which then went on to become famous by Frank Serpico, the movie, etc. Bo Deedle created it. One of the greatest things I ever learned on the set. I never forget Bo. And Bo's, you know, Bo would look at you and snap your neck. This guy's like the real deal. He's a super cop, literally. And I was talking to him. I don't know how it came up. But he said to me, I remember when I was, you know, on the job, running around the city, this, he said, if I ever pulled over somebody, a mom, a dad, this, they had children in the back seat of the car, he said, I would always, if it was okay, I mean, depending on the violation, I would usually let them go with a warning so the children wouldn't associate law enforcement with just the guy that punishes and judges, you know, and is scary. And I'll never forget that humanity of who he was. And this is a guy that, you know, shot people, really beat up people, you know, was unbelievable back in the day.
Right.
And then we were talking during the break, which is police officers, when they're not on the job, hey, the whole an entire couple of generations of relatives of mine have been NYPD for 30 years. When they're not working, relaxed, fun, although one of them's a little creepy. But specific to what I was saying, I said this during the break, I believe, and it's unfortunate that this is the case in my experience, that a majority of law enforcement that I, not all law enforcement, cops, state troopers, things like that, I believe that they have a certain level where they command a certain respect that I find to be prideful and arrogant. It's just, maybe it's their training. I don't know. I think it's unnecessary when you can how hard is it, Kevin, if you're a cop to pull somebody over and you see a woman with kids in her car? That's why we're seeing the excessive, you know, problems more and more now nationally with cops flipping out and doing punching women in the face, et cetera, et cetera. These guys get to a certain level of commanding respect and feeling the need to dominate in such a way that it spirals out of control.
Yeah, I couldn't disagree more.
In those excessive situations.
I just couldn't disagree more.
Let me finish. But then that has just not been your experience.
Right. And I just had cops in my family, that's all. So, you know. I've seen cops from one end of the country to the other. I know young men that are serving as police officers in the L.A. area right now, and I know I don't know anybody well, but I've interacted with a number of NYPD. I've been with police in the Midwest and in the Southwest. I just got to say, it hasn't been my experience.
And now here comes the back pedal.
Yeah.
Because they probably deal in whatever percentage of situations with really bad people who are lying, this, that, the other thing, I understand the need to go through whatever process or protocol.
A degree of suspicion that they keep at arm's length.
But a lot
on
of
everyone.
It, but a lot of it is just common
and
sense.
I wouldn't blame an NYPD cop for being suspicious of nearly anyone that
you
approaches them on a regular basis.
Don't make me feel more criminal than is the reason that we're interacting.
All right. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. The reason we got on this topic was there was a mother who was swearing at her child, not at her child, in front of her child, at her husband. Her husband was putting things in the grocery cart that was smashing the bread. The dolt. What's wrong with him? You know you're not supposed to put heavy stuff in there and smash the bread. So the wife was like, you stupid, stupid, blankety, blanky, blanky, blank, 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 right in front of the kid. Another mom comes up and goes, hey, you shouldn't be saying that stuff in front of your child. And she's like, get the blank away from me. I don't blank and have to talk to blankety, blank. And then next thing you know, the police were there and cuffed her and took her away. The idea that cops are too forceful, to in your business, to whatever else, your reaction to that, what Steven said, that the majority of them suffer a God complex when they're in uniform, your thoughts and reactions. We'll take your calls next. Stay with us.
From 20th Century Fox comes the greatest story ever told.
What is his name?
Jesus.
As you've never seen it before.
We don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
On February 28th, experience the motion picture event of the year.
Arrest this false prophet tonight.
What if he is who they say he is?
Are you the Son of God?
I am.
Son of God. February 28th. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Witness the story in large format theaters.
Christian Solidarity International is announcing a genocide alert. That's right, a genocide alert. From church burnings in Egypt to pastors being sentenced to death in Iran, across the Islamic Middle East, Christians and other religious minorities like Jews are under constant attack. Signing your name to a petition today could actually help save lives. Learn how at defendthem.net. Go to defendthem.net. That's defendthem.net.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There's something in you that's calling out and reaching out and striving, and you know that when you're performing and when you're singing or when you're dancing, there's nothing like it because you feel like you're finally doing what you were born to do.
So who are the stars of tomorrow? Who do they look up to? And how will they change the culture? AMTC is Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, a talent development ministry with a mission to find, prepare, and launch God's talent. Go to AMTCAudition.com to find the nearest dates and cities where free auditions will be occurring near you.
Some of us are called to be in front of cameras and on sets. That's still our mission field.
Answer the call. Go to AMTCAudition.com. That's AMTCAudition.com.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
ThisLifeNow.net.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. If you're just watching on Biz Television, that's a shot of Fifth Avenue tonight. Like I said, gorgeous night in the nation's most important city. But we're glad to be with you, whether you're in Los Angeles, New York, Dallas, Denver, Idaho. I mean, we're all over the place with Biz TV, and of course on great radio stations coast to coast as well. And we can't thank you enough for having us into your home and life and car and wherever else you are. Are police out of control? That's been one of the major debates of the nation for this past week. You saw the president take a shot at the Ferguson Police Department. You've seen the police department here in New York, where the mayor said just this week, "Hey, if a New York cop goes to arrest you, if he makes the decision to arrest you, don't resist." He doesn't want to see more chokehold deaths take place.
Mm-hmm.
The question of whether or not they are, too aggressive has been the question for many, many communities for many, many years. And so we're talking about that tonight, and I don't think I'm misquoting Stephen, but he said that from his perspective, the majority of police...
In my experience.
In your experience, suffer a God complex.
Yeah.
When they have the uniform on.
Which, of course, you know where that line was made famous.
I don't.
Oh, Alec Baldwin played in a film where he plays a doctor... And it's with Tom Cruise's first wife, now married to the country singer.
Nicole Kidman.
Nicole Kidman. And the name of it will come to me later. Like, someone call us and tell us the name. But
okay.
Great movie.
Obviously.
And it's all like a murder thriller. And
okay. But the God Complex is a line in the movie.
Well, he's got a great line. He says, in a deposition, the lawyer asks him, do you know what a God Complex is? And then based on... this legal action, he says, you're asking me if I know what that means. He says, let me tell you something. When I was in this operating room during this whole problem, who do you think was performing the surgery? You ask me if I have a God complex? Let me tell you something. I am God.
All right. So now we know the etymology of God complex, at least from a film standpoint. Thank you, Alec. We owe you... We owe you yet another favor.
I'm having fun tonight.
He's contributing to the show.
I'm having a good time.
Do we have to
tonight.
Pay him if we use his stuff? If we use his
no.
Let's let.
We can just say things like, "Boy, isn't he a terrific actor?"
Yeah, isn't he? So Stephen said that most police have a God complex in his experience. I couldn't disagree more. I think that police officers serve with humility. And great care and love for their community.
You're exaggerating.
I'm not exaggerating.
Yeah, you are.
No, I do. I do believe that's why they serve.
Okay.
And the one time I was arrested, I thought the same thing. I didn't think they had a God complex.
And the two times I was arrested.
I
thought the same thing.
I thought, well, my license plate is the one that's not up to date. This is my fault. It's nothing that they are doing. So the question becomes, how should we view police? What should we think about them? For instance, the thing you ran into today, I'm sure you went ahead and told him what had happened. Did he end up going and check to see if the lady was okay? How did he deal with that?
He in a very, within 40 seconds after I explained why I was interrupted, he kind of chilled out quickly, blah, 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 blah. And I don't
think God would have chilled out.
Yeah.
So did he check on her?
I don't know. He said, I'll radio. He said, I have to stay here, but I'll radio somebody. And he probably didn't.
Okay. So maybe he didn't. Maybe he was too busy to go check on the woman that got verbally assaulted by the creep walking down the street in New York today.
Sure. And what's more important, obviously, is the old lady that fell down, skinned her knee, and now she's okay and the ambulance is there. But two blocks up is some guy that might punch somebody in the face.
I wasn't there. I don't know.
I guess that officer decides what's important and what isn't. Who does that sound like?
Well, he's already attacked.
Who does that sound like?
He said he radioed.
Sounds like the Almighty, doesn't it?
Now he's talking to himself, folks.
Yeah. I'm having a good time.
Yeah. 888-340-3373. Gino in the Bronx getting us started tonight on AM 970. Hi, Gino.
I think I'm in trouble.
You
hello,
sure
Gino.
Are, Stevie B.
Oh, no.
The immortal words of Dan Aykroyd. Stephen Baldwin, you ignorant slut! How dare you criticize the police? Of all people, you're going to talk to me about that? You're going to say that we have a God complex and your brother doesn't?
Gino, I think my work here is done. Thank you.
God complex line. Remember? You even said it yourself.
Yeah.
So you know what? Now you're going to have to do penance. Not just to me, not just to any law enforcement officer that you just insulted, but you're going to have to do penance on the Baldwin McCullough show. So here's the deal. Now you're going to take my challenge, the Gino challenge.
Never.
We're going to get that big bucket of ice cold water.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to take that bucket and drown you over the head with it. And then you're going to send $100 to the Patrolman's Benevolent Association.
Okay.
As your gift for being so stupid as to saying something that I would have expected coming out of your mouth of your dumbass brother.
Gino, I'm just glad you only have a God complex when you call this program. But did we lose him?
Gino, you're there, right?
Yeah, I'm still here. Of course I am.
All right.
Okay, and now.
But Gino, let's switch gears, if you don't mind. Forgive me. In your opinion,
yeah.
Do you agree with Kevin? Or has it been your experience with whoever you've dealt with, however you've dealt with them, professionally or socially, casually?
Professionally?
Would you right? Then you're an even greater resource to go to. In your experience, were your comrades on the job? And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's just the way things need to be. Maybe I'm just totally misreading it. But I'm asking, should a law enforcement official make somebody feel scared and or more guilty than perhaps the situation?
Have you ever dealt with a murderer, a rapist, an armed robber?
I love you, buddy. Answer my question. Answer my question. Answer my question. Answer my question.
Have you ever dealt with any of these individuals? Yes or no?
As a law enforcement official, of course not.
Or personally, have you ever dealt with any of these cretins?
Yes.
Or on my case, when I was a probation officer, yes or no?
Yes.
You did?
Of course.
When did you carry a badge and enforce the law?
I just asked you, not as a law enforcement official. That's not the point. You're missing the point. Answer the question.
What's the point?
Answer the question.
Tell me.
Can you answer the question?
What was the question? It was so silly. I couldn't believe you actually said it.
In your experience.
Order. We are doing what we can do to protect society and to protect the community, not to play God with people's lives.
Stay on the line. Stay on the line. Stay on the line.
Four radio talk show hosts in a village called Kadwa. Here's Danny's story.
Hi, I'm Danny Johnson, and I'm here with Vida in her tiny little home. This home is the size of many people's closets in the United States of America. We're sitting on a bed, just a piece of sheets or plastic that these beautiful babies sleep on. When we came in, she said she wasn't smiling because she hadn't eaten yet. A mother gives her children whatever food that she has, and she's usually the last to eat. They have nothing. This family has nothing. No water, no food, nothing. Won't you do something? The Bible says that if you ignore the cry of the poor, then you too will cry and be ignored. But if you uphold the cause of these people, you're not asking for nice clothes. They're not asking for video games, new socks and underwear. It'd be great if they actually had a pair. We want to build her a home. We want to bring water, clean, fresh water here. But we can't do it alone. We need you.
Dial 855-916-4673 or go to domuchgood.com. That's 855-916-4673.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest
Access banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNLive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNLive.com.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live.
Smile.
I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough.
Probably much longer, he's Stephen Baldwin.
Yeah, I just told Kevin I'm, you know, getting 50 tickets in 2015. Where's Gino?
He's here. Real quickly, restate your question so we all know what he's answering.
Now, Gino, I know you're smart.
With no asides.
I know you're smart. So I'm seeking rigorous honesty here to the best of your ability. Would you say in your experience in law enforcement professionally for yourself that my statement is totally relatively correct or totally wrong? And if I'm wrong, please explain why I'm wrong if you can. Which
and
is
what is the statement?
Which is, in my own experience, I have been made to feel by police officers, state troopers, things like that, I'm usually frightened by their posture and attitude, number one. And number two, I've always felt like they made me feel like I did something worse than I really did. Is it safe to say that in that persona, in emanating that kind of attitude and energy, that they do it simply because it's their job and protocol and it's how they've been trained? Or is there some aspect of their personality, psychology, and character that commands it out of some kind of pride or arrogance?
And again, I will say in simple terms, without being as long-winded as you were, Mr. Baldwin, if you can't do the time, don't do the crime. And when I told my probationers this, it went in one ear and out the other. And when I saw those fools in lockup, after I distinctly told them, it is part of your terms and condition of your probation, you cannot be arrested for any reason. And if you do, never, ever resist arrest. Right. Because only bad things can happen to you when you resist a lawful arrest.
Gino.
So I'll tell it to you again. You're going to get that 100 hours ready. You're going to
Gino.
Sign it over to the PBA.
Gino.
I'll dump that bucket of water on you in front of the Wall Street Bull,
I started,
in front of the studio.
I started my question.
And then we'll get Kevin to dump one on you.
I started.
And then he will contribute 100 bucks to your mom's
I started.
Charity. And then just to show you how good a sport I am, I'll even let the two of you dump that bucket of water on me.
Okay.
And the money that you'd have to pay me.
It's a three-way win.
But quickly,
appearance,
Gino.
We can send it to your mom's charity.
Gino.
And so that way, all three of us...
Gino.
Yes.
I started respectfully. I know you're a smart guy. Are you going to answer my question or not?
I just did.
No, you didn't.
You got to show respect. If you don't...
I didn't ask if you need to show respect. I'm asking...
Just as much as you are.
Do you agree or just...
Put your hands on a cop. You're going to get busted. You're going to get hurt.
I never put my hands
That's
on a cop.
That's the way it works.
When a cop pulls me over because I ran a stop sign... Should he make me feel afraid and scared? And is that normal or just the cop being excessive? Has it been your experience?
You know, I didn't pull you over for running those stop signs because I'd explain it to you.
Now,
because apparently your brains aren't functioning properly.
Yeah. So didn't answer the question. Didn't answer the question. Gave him three tries. Didn't answer the question.
Coming right back. Baldwin McCullough.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com.